Six people claiming to be Americans are in U.S. custody in Iraq, suspected of being involved in guerrilla attacks against U.S.-led forces. Two other detainees say they are British nationals. A top military commander refused to provide details of the arrests, but confirmed the suspects are being held at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison complex outside Baghdad. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. What do you know about these detainees?
Bob, the details are still pretty spare. What we do know is that eight people in the past 4 weeks are claiming to be either American or British nationals. Now, six of those are claiming to be Americans. Two are claiming to be British nationals. Neither military nor civilian officials here say whether they've confirmed those identities, but it's certainly the first time since the war was launched back in March where we've got suspects claiming to be U.S. citizens. Now, these suspects are all being held as security detainees, which means they're most likely suspected of being involved in either planning attacks or carrying out attacks against coalition forces.
Is the military making any progress with the security situation there?
Well, the past few days have certainly been quieter. There have been scattered attacks against coalition forces, and 2 days ago, of course, the Iraqi police chief in a town west of Baghdad known as Khaldiya was assassinated, most likely the target of militants who oppose Iraqis cooperating with U.S. and coalition forces. But in general, there have been a few days of quiet here. Now, I'm not sure whether it's an indication of a sort of new trend. In fact, yesterday, Sir Jeremy Greenstock, who's the new British envoy here, held his first news conference where he was alleging that groups like al-Qaeda and the homegrown movement here, Ansar al-Islam, are basically cooperating with Iraqi resistance fighters to mount bolder attacks.
The first soldiers in the new Iraqi army have been inducted. Is there an increasing presence of Iraqi security forces on the streets of Baghdad?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that there's a more visible presence of Iraqi security types. I mean, from the time I first arrived here back in April until now, there's been a sort of proliferation, I would say, of Iraqi police officers on the streets. They have uniforms, they have guns. But what they don't have yet is the kind of respect they need from ordinary Iraqis. I mean, you'll see armed traffic wardens trying to make sure the roads are flowing in an orderly way, but no one really pays much attention to them yet. And in fact, there are many parts of the city where Iraqi security forces themselves are afraid to move about and pursue suspected criminals. I spoke with an American advisor on security and justice matters just yesterday. I mean, he acknowledged that while the ultimate goal is to get Iraqis patrolling their own streets, it's a process that's going to take a lot of time.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.